Last November, on the Feast of Christ the King, I visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame. There, in the apse, visible from the entrance of the cathedral, was the great gold cross. The joy of seeing it also brought back memories of the devastating fire which 5 years previously almost destroyed the cathedral. On the morning after the fire, as the first pictures of the interior of the ravaged cathedral appeared, there, lying in the centre of the building, was the still smoking and charred debris of the great roof. But to everyone's surprise, behind the high altar, luminous and shining in the morning sun, stood the great gold cross. Its survival was in itself a miracle, because although covered with gold leaf, the cross is made of wood. That morning, for the Parisians, and indeed for the world, the cross became a symbol of hope. It seemed to proclaim that Notre Dame would rise again. That morning, after the fire, also visible at the base of the cross, was the white marble sculpture of the Pietà, the dead Christ in his mother's lap, her pleading hands outstretched to the beholder, imploring, as Scripture says, "Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow." The image of the sorrowing mother, surrounded by the chaos and the smouldering rubble of the cathedral, brings into focus the faces of distraught mothers who today must nurse the bodies of injured or dead children amid the rubble of their homes. The suffering mothers of those lands ravaged by warfare look at us and plead, "Is there any sorrow like my sorrow?" The Gospel tells us that on the Friday afternoon after the death of Jesus, there was darkness over the whole land. In the gloom, just before the onset of the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus retrieved the crucified body and laid it in a tomb. It is easy to appreciate the devastation in the heart of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and in the hearts of the disciples and of Mary Magdala and the other woman. What a long, sad day that first Holy Saturday must have been. How wonderful and beyond words the following morning, Easter morning. The cruel cross still standing on the hill of Calvary, now transformed. It had become a symbol of hope. As St. Paul wrote, "Death, where is thy victory?" St. Matthew, in his account of the resurrection, enables us to grasp how this dramatic change happened. The Gospel contrasts the two women and the group of soldiers. The woman, helpless and grieving, the soldiers, strong and ruthless. Then suddenly, in an earth-shaking event, everything is reversed. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and announced, "You are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen as he said he would." It is now the soldiers who are helpless. They lie like dead men on the ground, while the women are filled with awe and great joy, and with that light which darkness could not overpower. Against the unjust and often capricious forces of this world, represented by that squad of soldiers, those who stand with and for Jesus often seem helpless. At this time, we may feel helpless as we survey the shocking turmoil and suffering of our world, helpless to protect that which is most basic to our humanity, life itself, and often helpless in healing the embittered relationships within our families and neighbourhoods. Even so, amid the wreckage of this world, a world that is sick, Easter morning is that wonderful morning which proclaims hope as we hear once more the voice of the risen Lord. Do not be afraid. Whatever the future may hold, Easter assures us of the ultimate triumph of goodness and love. The cross is no longer a sign of defeat. It is a symbol of ultimate victory. May the joy of this glorious Easter fill our hearts with joy. May the blessing of God come down upon us all. Give us health and console all who are brokenhearted. Because it is true, my friends, Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.